Ladies and gentlemen, we are so excited to be watching The Bachelor premiere live with you guys. I say live, but we're technically like 8 minutes behind. The good news is we will be catching up because we're fast-forwarding commercials. So those of you guys who are really watching live, you're about 5 minutes ahead of us, but we'll be caught up soon. We are starting the broadcast right now. Oh, quickly introduce ourselves. Guys, my name is Jeff Graham.
I'm Renee Ariel.
Christine Alexis.
Mike Thieling.
Woo! If you guys watched the after show, you've seen us before, so we're excited to be here. Christina, we miss you. Anna is in a field of daisies. Uh-oh.
Oh, wow.
Damn.
What is that?
No one's asked Tana.
They watched last season.
Oh my god.
She kept this straight up.
Oh, Hannah B's crying. We're watching a flashback from Hannah.
Yeah, they're gonna do the phone call thing again that they already showed us.
Oh, I don't want to watch it
again. The FaceTime again.
Yes, you do.
Thank you. Yes, you do. He was asking her.
Yes, he's serious. Poor Chris trying to produce Anna.
Sorry, it's less impactful the second time around, guys.
I know. No, I felt just as awkward the first time, too, Christina.
Oh, God.
Oh, we didn't see this.
Oh, her mom's cute.
Look at Mr. Brown with that mullet.
He's so cute.
Well, she has something in her hair. I just wanted to pull it out for her.
They did. They edited this better this time around.
Yes.
Oh. I think this is amazing that she's saying what we're thinking when we watch them do these scenes.
Love Anders Hardware.
We saw some of this during the special. Aww. Little chubs. Aww. She's so cute.
Aww.
Anna Brown won a pageant. Oh.
You're the worst. Oh.
No, the toast, not the toast. Oh.
Was she a dance teacher?
Yeah, whoa.
Or are these all her kids?
These are her children. In case you didn't know, Hannah's a mother of six.
Was she ever a cheerleader? I don't get that.
Well, she got in that bachelorette shape.
Okay, girl, I see you. Oh.
Nervous, but expectant.
That was weird.
All right. Nice intro.
That's my dating mentality. I don't know what I'm doing, but
sorry, y'all.
Men.
We're fine. I don't need it. All right, guys. We are fast forwarding. We're going to be caught up with the live feed soon.
I'm here for her as Bachelorette so far.
Yeah, actually, she's doing a nice job. And the show's producing her well.
Yeah, you could tell the first few scenes that she wasn't as comfortable with the, like, fake looking off into the distance thing has to do. She was very much looking at the camera. I was like, girl, I see.
While she was running.
Yeah. It's cute. It's very real. Like, I'd probably do the same thing.
You're right. All right, we're at the second segment, guys. Hannah walked out in a silver dress. We have a Demi and we have a
Katie. Oh, her dress is so pretty.
They're hugging on a bed for some reason.
I still like Demi.
I do too.
Yeah.
Mike's a big, like, legit Demi fan.
Yeah, I like Demi.
Yeah,
Demi's awesome. She's spunky.
I also love Katie.
Yeah.
And I'm happy they used her in the intro because she needs her redemption moment after Caitlin tried calling her out for lying. Paradise?
These are both in their paradise contract.
Oh,
I'm
sure. Yeah. I was like, who is this person?
Contestant.
Well, yeah, I think.
Oh. He's going to be one of the suitors for the
show. Oh, wow. Thank you, Jeff.
You're welcome.
Which show again?
This is The Bachelorette. ABC franchise.
I think that's Cam.
Super stoked.
You guys, they're having contestants vlog now. It's 2019.
Yo, they caught on from Colton season.
Yep.
That was really
cringy
during this season.
Contestants didn't vlog, only Colton. Now the contestants are... What if they all get vlog cameras? And they're, like, encouraged to vlog their
and
ITMs?
Selfie sticks? Walk around
so
the house.
Funny.
And I'm building my house. This is going to be for me and Hannah. Oh, God.
Nope.
Oh, my God. She could teach him in her dance class.
So he's a quitter.
Wow. I definitely think he's there for the right reasons.
You guys think the show objectifies men or women more?
Men.
I think so, too.
Why?
I think, like, more showering men.
Yeah, for they won't do that for the Bachelor. Like, when she's not going to have shower scenes. But if it's The Bachelor or any of the men on the show, they will, because they can get away with it. But 2019, they can't do that. Oh, he's cute.
Another Peter. What's his name?
Peanut?
Peter.
Peter. Yeah. He's really cute. Probably gonna be the fucking villain, though. The best acting. What is he doing with those flowers?
It looks like cauliflower with roses popping out.
Where is he going right now? Did he just say his mom was the first woman he ever fell in love with?
Great grandma.
Why are they dating?
Hey, there's not many people who can say they've met their great grandmother, so that's pretty awesome.
That's true, but it's weird saying that's the first woman he fell in love with is a weird way of wording that.
Well, people say that about girls all the time, that their dad is the first man that they learn how to love.
I've never said that.
Well, eyes of people say that.
Still single, so.
That's... Is your mom the first woman you fell in love with? What was that?
This is the grocery store, Joe.
Yeah.
Did you guys do any predictions on what animal is going to come out of the limo?
Not yet.
No. Mm. I think it's going to be whatever Roll Tide. What is that?
Bama. Huh?
What's the thing for Roll Tide? We have a mascot?
University of Alabama, right?
Whatever that mascot is, someone's going to wear that.
Let's see.
Oh my god.
An elephant.
Yes, it's Big Al, the elephant.
Oh my.
Wait, who's this, Tyler?
Please.
His name is Matt Donald.
What?
Awesome. Oh, wow.
Oh. Oh no, so he's a super fan. Oh.
That's sweet.
Wow.
A cars?
He calls his dad Boom Boom, or his grandpa. That's cute.
Wait. Oh, okay.
I'm getting hungry again.
I know.
Get out of my house.
I don't like
him.
Here
we go.
Who's going to be on The Bachelorette?
Wait, why do I... Oh, because he was at the premiere, right, or whatever?
Wait, can we run that back?
Oh, here we go.
Yes.
I was in the shower and God was speaking to me. It's the most bachelor moment. A Christian conversion in a shower.
He just took Colton's playbook.
Yeah.
Like, completely.
Was he one of the first guys that they showed at AFR? Because he looks familiar.
He was on AFR.
There's multiple Lukes on this season.
Well, he's really trying to oversell. I like kids. I'm the bad boy ready to settle down.
Yeah.
I'm hot.
Suspicious, right?
A little suspicious. Ooh.
Yeah. Whoa. They poor, like, really why excited. Did the closed captioning have to say voice breaks? Like, this poor guy. Just, oh like, just get what he said. That it's not so, that vital.
Yeah. Oh.
All right, guys, we're fast forwarding. Gonna be caught up soon.
That is hysterical. I'm sorry. We
just saw Christian shower, man. We saw Grocery Store Joe 2.0, box guy.
My name's Joe Barsano, and I sell boxes.
My name's Joe Barsano.
That's what he, literally how he said it.
Alright.
About to go down.
I wonder if Colton wished Hannah luck.
He did.
Yeah?
Yeah, and he reposted her promo.
I didn't see that.
He said something about like her getting better at toast. Like, he made a joke about it.
Hey, remember what this was like? Oh, it's so crazy. Now you're doing it.
Pretty much. That's like all he said.
Whoa.
All right. Ooh,
the Westlake Village Inn is where Hannah stays.
Where is that?
I think it's, like, near Sherman Oaks.
Is it really?
Yeah.
Her dress is so pretty.
I was just gonna ask, do we like the dress, guys?
I really like, yeah, everything.
Yeah, she looks great.
Okay. I think she looks good. I just
She's
want to ask
the super colors. Cute.
Is what I want.
Oh, no, it's far. Their mansion's in Calabasas, right?
Yeah. There's
in Malibu.
It's not...
I think, like, around there.
Yeah.
Yeah. I drove past it once.
Stalker.
Legs yep. first.
Oh, even her shoes. Oh, those are going to hurt.
She should have worn the dress she originally came out of the limo in Bachelor.
Yeah.
No, that dress is everything.
Says Chris nervously. Chris doesn't like her, I don't think.
You ruined AFR.
I know.
It won't be perfect.
Watch her. Watch him.
I disagree.
Is that us? The feedback?
The plane.
Oh.
Oh, God.
What?
That was
I
a bit cringy, not gonna lie.
I disagree. I think Chris loves all of this.
I think
he's come out
cringe.
And said
he likes Hannah.
Yeah, he was like, I was just as shook as everybody else after AFR. Like, I legitimately said, what the F did we mess up? And trust me, she brings it back around.
That's good.
Literally his quote. I'm gonna find out.
At this point, you can tell he's nervous.
Oh, yeah.
Chris
How many
nervous?
People do you think are gonna try to do a toast? I think at least three. How you do? Oh my God, he's cute.
I get it.
Golf.
He's a cutie. I like him.
Renee likes Garrett, you guys.
Garrett.
He was cute.
So does Renee. Mike Johnson, right?
Oh, you did. That's good.
Oh, no.
Oh. This guy's never had a girlfriend before?
I know.
He's a little awkward. But so is she.
Jed.
Yes.
Jed?
A singer from Tennessee. Come on. Get it.
Jed.
This is the dancer.
Looks like a dad.
Ooh, he's killing that dress.
Yeah.
Oh, I don't like him.
He looks kind of high.
Ooh. What?
That sounds like a threat.
I do not like him.
Wow. White tux is bold.
I like you too. What's your name?
I can't wait to find you.
I'll
I don't like him.
Find you.
He's weird.
I don't know about the tux though.
Roller skates.
Oh, here we go.
Oh no! Don't climb the fence. He's gonna climb the fence.
Reverse Colton.
He
fixes her. Could have gone
bad. He's cute. That was cute.
It is a memorable throwback.
All right, we have limo number two, y'all, if you're watching along live.
At least they didn't make us wait all to the last episode to see the fence jump.
I know. Devin, the the talent manager, bad sign.
He lives down the street.
He's from Sherman Oaks.
Oh, God.
He reminds me of, like, Taj Mahri a little bit. Oh!
This is awkward.
It's a weird thing to joke about.
After we just had a season joking about it, I'm kind of over it.
Devin.
Well, and like, what's the implication? Like, no, don't worry. I've porked plenty of girls.
Yeah.
Like,
No, she doesn't.
I am a Disney Channel original movie villain.
Well, John Paul Jones.
You might have seen me as the bad guy in a Disney Channel original movie.
I hate him.
Oh my god.
He's the villain.
That's it?
Trying
Wasn't that
to
from a limerick or something?
Famous. I don't like him.
Yeah.
Is it from a what?
John Paul Jones. Isn't that like a fantasy story or something?
Oh, Brian is a math teacher?
I don't know.
He's gonna make a math joke.
I feel like I'm this guy.
You are this guy.
I'm this guy.
Oh, he's He's so cute.
Oh, he's awkward.
Yo.
Not in here.
Oh, God. Oh, no. These are the awkward ones. Scott. Scott's getting eliminated night one, you guys.
I'm literally Xing people out right now. Say the Mateo.
Oh, he's cute.
I like the good one.
No. Yeah. Bye.
Bye.
I don't like his eye contact.
Oh. Ooh.
He needs to calm down with that eye contact.
Yeah.
Oh.
Carbon spotter.
I like his smile.
Wait, is he 23? Is that what that said?
Yeah. Ooh, this is the box guy.
Yes. Box boy. Supposed to open it.
The box just exploded.
What? Wow, the first episode they're pitching The Bachelor? Like, come wow. Get cast right away?
I guess.
They always do that.
Alright, guys, we're officially,
yeah?
We're officially caught up, so if you're watching live, we are exactly where you are. Out of the box.
Ah, that show.
Great show.
Doesn't make sense. Box King. Oh my god, we got box puns for days on this. He's got them all ready. No, it wasn't.
Well, I didn't like that.
He's no grocery store Joe.
This is not a he's a wannabe.
Got it. Box again. Joe,
you can't even compare that. Oh,
here
no.
We go. Manipulation. This is your baby.
It's a box.
Colton and you had a baby. It's kind of fun.
Oh,
the guys are getting threatened. This is the best part.
Is he going to have her toast? There's got to be at least one guy that tries the toast thing.
It's not bad.
I liked it.
Car salesman? Yeah.
Yeah, he's not French.
He's Chinese. He said, I'm excited to get to know you in this pretty house.
Yeah, and he said, I'm American, but I speak French.
Yeah.
It was like the girl who was Australian-ish.
Roller boy.
Welcome to the Bachelorette. Hey.
Nope.
Oh, who God. Is this? Is this someone's dad?
Grant. Unemployed? No way.
Whose dad got on the show?
He's still chewing? Shut up.
Jonathan.
That's actor. Cute. It said server Los Angeles. You mean actor? Fumbled?
This one.
Is this the Bible guy?
Yeah.
Yep.
Oh, he's the villain. He has scary eyes.
He's definitely the villain. This is the guy. I said I don't like him.
Yeah.
Not for nothing, he kind of reminds me of Chad.
A little bit. God bless Chad Johnson.
Love you.
Check out our weekly podcast.
Check out the podcast. Night.
Yes.
What?
A little scary, huh?
I would He's be intense. So freaked out. Really? Is it huge? Oh no, he's crazy! Look at the crazy music playing!
No, it's not.
Yawn.
She would never marry a dude with a nose ring.
Oh, oh that's yes, right. They got a rose on the show, right?
Yeah.
They're already producing Luke to be a villain.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. He should date Hannah G.
Hannah G, yeah. She doesn't like it.
No, ooh, she doesn't. Nope. Faking it.
Yes.
She's like, I haven't thought about you once.
I know. She's like friend zone with him.
Oh, no.
Ooh, no, that's not Luke.
Ew, Luke S. is weird. It's a creepy smile.
What?
Oh, I know someone wrote your bars.
Well, yeah, you're on The Bachelorette.
Oh.
He feels very paradise to me.
Oh, for sure. Uh-huh. Oh, no.
No one in his family ever told him he was bad at singing. Because they're all deaf. They never knew.
He's a lot.
Done.
He might be a nice guy.
Easy, Matt Donald.
Oh, this is my boyfriend.
I think there's two pilots.
Oh. Is this not my boyfriend?
I don't think that's your boyfriend.
I forgot. Oh, it's not my boyfriend.
That's Colton Stagling.
Cute though. Is this my boyfriend?
Renee, we like pilots. That's what we're learning.
Another
oh, wow.
This is my boyfriend. I already forgot his name, but I'm pretty pumped about it.
Peter.
Peter.
He also lives literally right in that same city.
Yeah. So many Sherman Oaksers.
But he lives in Westlake Village.
Wow. Nice.
He's gonna win.
Calling it right now. Here final two.
Final two.
Pilots. Pilot versus pilot. I'm calling it right now in the truck. Wait, I gotta see a couple more guys.
I think this one's gonna win. This is my prediction already.
Sorry.
You're fine.
Pilot versus pilot.
Ooh.
And the other pilot didn't wear his uniform.
Oh no! Is my oh.
Just some water.
He's like, why didn't I wear my uniform? Ah!
Ooh, pilot envy. Pilot envy.
Oh my god.
Kick it. Oh.
Oh, that's it.
Oh, really? Did I miss one? I only got 29.
I got 29, too. Maybe the other one was, like, a sex offender.
Oh, and they found out. Jeff.
That always happens, though. There's always, like, two or three, you know?
There was somebody...
Like,
oh, they come out later, so they just don't show... Oh, wow.
They might have found it.
Oh, my God.
There was somebody who was cut from the cast before it started.
This season?
Yeah. Some girl exposed them for, like, harassing her on Twitter. Yeah. I mean, on Tinder.
Tinder? She was on
Chris
Tinder?
Chris is treating her like
oh,
a child.
Oh, another girl, but I got it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, that's
Thanks,
crazy.
Dad.
I know.
I mean, I have them all here.
All right, we're caught up.
Oh.
Wait. Man. No, don't change. Okay. So what do we think, guys? Who are standing out so far?
I wasn't kidding.
My boyfriend.
Peter's your boy.
Peter's going to win, so we're probably not going to end up together, but I do see him being...
I like the two pilots, and I like Cam, the dude who came in with the rose already.
I'm worried about
Cam. Oh my god, what?
Yeah.
The rapper?
He already has a rose, though.
He has a rose because she had five to pick from.
Yeah. I think
she liked the corny rap. It was terrible, but I
don't think she's into him. I think she's friend zoned him. I think she's being really sweet. She's being so sweet to everyone. And like, you think she liked all of them? No.
Well, no, of course not. I'm almost putting a stake in the ground that it's the two pilots. Building the rivalry right now.
I mean, they're definitely gonna have a rivalry, but I don't see them being the final two. We need to watch the night first.
I have a lot of no's.
I think Garrett. I think number one, Garrett's gonna go far too.
Garrett's really cute.
I got Garrett and Peter.
The golf guy?
Yeah.
I
also
too,
think
yeah.
showering Bible villain is going to go really far, too.
Yeah, but he's not going to win.
No, but
he's not going to go that far. He's going to be the last villain standing.
Yeah.
Ah. Anybody want drinks or anything?
I'm good.
What?
You want a drink or something? I'll go ahead.
Okay. No. I appreciate it, but I'm good.
Sure.
No one else really jumped out, though, right?
No.
Not yet.
I mean, besides from the guy who literally jumped out of the box.
Do you guys think half Chinese French speaker? Connor?
No.
You know who might actually go far? Portfolio dude, 5.7%. Mike Johnson.
Mm-hmm. Mike Johnson, you think so?
Christine, do you think Hannah would ever end up with someone who's not white?
Somebody what?
Who isn't white.
No.
I kind of don't either.
I don't think so.
I think I could see someone of color going really far, but I don't think she'd ever end up with someone who's not white.
I agree.
I don't know, though. She's pretty traditional.
At least out of the crop of guys that are on there, I don't know if they're...
Her type.
Her type.
I think maybe Mike Johnson.
Oh, I think I found the guy.
Either Mike Johnson or who kind of had the mohawk a little bit in the middle.
No, with the nose ring.
The nose ring. Oh, yeah, you were saying that with the nose ring.
I just feel, I can't picture Hannah bringing a nose ring guy to church.
That's definitely a deterrent, but I feel like they vibe.
Yeah.
I got that from their interaction.
Yeah, she's quirkier than I'm giving her credit for.
Maybe. What do you think about the champagne and bear baby carriage
Oh,
guy?
Yes. No, baby. He was good. He I liked good. Him. Joey?
Yeah, Joey.
Joey the finance
yeah,
manager.
Yeah, but he didn't seem that memorable. Like, they barely even gave him...
He brought booze. Time. It's always good.
Don't forget, we haven't seen them interact yet.
Yeah, that's going to be the real telltale.
Also, if you guys were with us for our pre-show, I mentioned that, well, you saw it in the beginning, too. Katie and Demi are going to be there tonight, listening in on the other conversation.
Oh, they are? Ooh. I didn't see the pre-show. I didn't see it.
Well,
awesome.
That was revealed that they're going to be doing that. They're going to be in, like, a secret spy van outside.
Maybe secret. So okay, I was going to say, maybe the 30th guy, like, tried to hit on my girl Demi.
Oh, my God. That would be some real drama. That'd be too much for the first episode. But let's see what kind of tea they uncover. I'm gonna, like, keep track of my notes.
And it's so hard the first night.
I know. I really... Half of the things I typed are not spelled correctly.
Because you need, like, the first, like, 5 or 6 dudes to go home so that you can center down. I am gonna get something to drink. Are we allowed to do that on the watch along?
Yeah,
why not? Can he get something to drink, y'all?
Thank you.
Just ask the people.
Actually, will you grab me a sparkling water?
Of course, yeah. Do you, for real, you guys want some?
I kind of do want a sparkling water now.
Okay.
Just plain.
Seltzer, yeah.
Do you want just the cans?
Oh, it's back. Cool.
That's right.
Okay, yeah, just the cans.
She's praying. What? That's sweet.
Aww.
Oh.
They're not like, yeah, whistle, give her something.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Thank you.
Sure.
Should I cry?
I really like her a lot more already now than when she was on The Bachelor.
Yeah.
I feel like she's much realer now.
I can see
that makes sense?
How she's being presented to us, you know? There's a clear picture of who who she is. Sure. She's being produced well.
Well, I think it's funny that you say that because literally all she said since coming on is, I'm going to be real. And you're like, she comes across so real, you guys. It's working. ABC is brainwashing you.
That was my criticism of her on her season.
Bible villains.
That I thought she was fake the whole time. Like, really pageant fake the whole time. It feels better right now.
She's gassing it. She's beautiful, but not the most.
Brian, the math teacher, is so me.
Ask her a question.
Not a competition.
Ask her something.
Ooh.
Ask her a question. You don't have strong feelings for her. You don't know her.
Mike Johnson?
Yes. 5.7%.
Wow.
Oh, they're holding hands.
And this is what you need to do to get there.
He's cute.
Buy into my plan.
Yep.
He was pitching her. Just
I got a nice guy.
See the pilot there?
Cars.
Oh, that's cute.
I don't know if I like that. I played that. It's fun.
I wonder if the box guy provided those. See, now the thing is, I'm judging everything based on that video that I watched.
What video?
I watched a video where this guy, like, scientifically broke down, no spoilers, how to pick the winner on the first night.
We'll have to debrief it in the commercial.
And so now I'm judging everybody based on that criteria.
Who is this?
I think that's Darren, maybe?
Is there
know.
A Darren?
That's Jonathan. Not Jonathan. That might be Jonathan.
We will pretend that.
It's, yeah, I don't know where that came from.
Is it like DeMarcus? See? Oh. Ooh, she's friend zones with him.
Ew, God.
I don't think so.
I do.
You think she would kiss him like that?
I think she thinks she's supposed to like him.
Hmm. That's interesting. Alright. God, he has the best job in the world.
Oh, these dudes.
She's barely talked to anyone.
I love how these guys react. Like, what?
I know.
Like, yeah, dude, you've watched every episode.
This is what happens every time.
He sounds like such a teacher.
It does, because statistically,
that's the
Bachelorette
picks
Rose means a lot more.
Big moment, guys.
Who's gonna get
it? Who's gonna get it right off the bat?
What is happening? Oh, this is the thing.
Oh. Demi surveillance van.
Drama.
Guys, like, did not need the epic score behind it.
Wow.
So we're watching the commercial for
Aladdin.
What do
you think about Aladdin?
I'm pumped.
It's a love story, guys. It's appropriate. Commercial, yeah.
I'm skeptical of Will Smith.
What do you think about Lion King?
Think about what?
Lion King.
I'm excited for it.
Really?
I think it'll be good. The thing was, with all these, they're good because the originals are good. They're just recreations.
Why not just watch the originals again?
Right.
Remakes. To be honest, I haven't seen any of the live action remakes. Like, I didn't see Beauty and the Beast.
No, I didn't either. I didn't
like Beauty and the Beast.
I didn't see them either.
They don't draw me in, but this I'm actually wanting to see because of Will Smith.
I think Aladdin could be
because
cool.
Because of Will Smith? Really?
I just want to see if he, like, does
pull it off.
This is a good question. Yeah. If Robin Williams was still alive, do you think he would have been the genie?
No.
You think he would have had nothing to do with it?
Yeah.
Do you think they have
maybe a cameo?
I feel like he's got to have some kind of cameo in this. Somehow they did some kind of tribute,
like just
something.
Like an ode to something. Probably. Yeah. I'm sure.
Because he was such a big part of the original movie.
Oh, for sure. I don't know. I'm excited for it. I think, like, when it comes to these remakes, you have to treat them as just that, a remake. It's not going to ruin the original. They're just a different take on it. I've seen so many Cinderellas, and I've liked them all for different reasons.
Yeah, I hear you.
What is this? You can charge your phone off another phone now? Well, whatever. What do we think of
the Bachelor? Listen, the galaxies are just trying to keep up with the iPhones, okay?
So far, how do you feel about the episode?
It's pretty run-of-the-mill.
It's meh. It's meh. Hannah's doing well, right?
Yeah.
I think she's doing well. It's hard to be excited about the first night.
Exactly.
Even still, like...
It's an overload.
It's meh.
I just can't wait for the tease for the rest of the season. That's always a great moment.
Oh, the very end.
And I'd really like her to talk to my boyfriend, Peter, which is weird to say since, you know, he is my boyfriend. But...
Renee's claimed dibs.
I've called dibs. Watch him turn out to be a psycho.
I feel like there's going to be some competition at some point that's right up the alley.
You think there's going to be competition on the show?
That's going to be right up the alley for a pilot. And so, and that's where they're just like, right. Oh yeah, like almost go kart style, something like that.
I can almost see a 2-on-1
flight simulator or something.
A 2-on-1 where you have to fly to reach Hannah's arms or something.
Oh, absolutely.
One of these helicopters.
Yeah. One of these won't make it.
You gotta make a drone or something. Yeah.
Here's the thing, they totally casted them both so that they would have a rivalry, but will it happen? Because they tried that with the pageant queens and that did go on for a bit, but then they closed it up.
But they were smart. If you're
the
guys
made up because they were like, well, are we probably going to quit this season anyway? Yeah.
Well,
like everybody else.
Yeah.
So last season must have been the most...
It was.
Quit / disqualified because he just X'd the last two anyway.
Literally, yeah.
Yeah, there was only ever like four people who really mattered.
That's ridiculous.
Yeah, so far, the episode's fine, right? Nothing too notable.
Yeah.
I'm so excited for this movie, though.
Me too.
What is that? She's great. I wish she was in the show more.
Beanie?
No, Last Man Standing. What's her
name? I actually don't watch Last Man Standing.
Oh, it's really good. It's a very smartly written show.
What time is it?
6:07.
Oh, jeez. Another hour.
Kind of fun. It's a fun idea.
What is it?
They're doing live script readings, table reads of old classic sitcoms. Uh-oh, someone's singing. Jed, right?
Tennessee. Tennessee.
Oh, she's like, yeah.
Oh.
That's cute.
Demi's so sad she's not the Bachelorette. That is a broken heart.
I feel like she'd be more fun.
Yeah.
Yes. Who is he? I don't like him, though.
He's definitely going to be there.
Matt was lame.
He's on...
Fox.
No. Oh, so he doesn't have a girlfriend. I mean, that is not...
Not one of the pilots, no!
It cannot be my boyfriend.
Well, it's kind of true.
That makes
it's
sense!
You!
Peter, don't blow it for us.
What's the point of Katie being there? She's not saying anything. It's all Demi...
He's so cute. He's gonna win, you guys.
I don't think he's Hannah's type.
What?
I don't think he's for Hannah.
He is for Hannah.
You think?
One of the things the video said was don't try to pick their type.
Oh.
Same.
Sorry,
same,
Renee.
Hannah, same.
I hope it's the beast mode guy who loves God.
Oh my God. It's him. It's him.
Who is it? What's his name?
Which one is it?
How does she know that it's him?
Fill in music.
Oh my God, I can't wait for them to call him out.
What's his name?
I don't know.
Is that Mateo?
No, Scott.
Oh?
Scott.
Oh, I already X'd Scott out.
Oh, yeah, same. He wasn't going to make it far anyways.
Go, Chris. Oh, that was Garrett, wasn't it? Oh, we needed to see that interaction.
We did, but it's okay.
Jason.
He's gonna do good. Aw, Demi.
She doesn't like him.
Dramatic chords.
It's so funny because she's already like, I wasn't gonna pick him.
I know, right, yeah, yeah. You never went,
He
be
was
the
going
first
home
word
tonight.
When someone
she's
asked,
like, all right, yeah.
What
fine.
Do you think?
He's nice. Yeah. I like him.
Ew.
I just got to hook up with this girl for a little bit.
Call him out.
Commercial break? Bang. There was one too many bedrooms in the floor plan, Scott. For your girlfriend. Luke, beat him
that
up.
That guy is going to murder your family.
Luke is on roids.
He's
yeah.
scary. Like the Hold Mr. On. Incredible look.
Hold on.
Okay, that's the kid with the three names, right?
John Paul Jones. He might be my favorite. So
I saw a screening of this. It's
John Paul Jones.
It's so ridiculous.
This is a really good movie.
12, right? Come on. She's so talented.
She's so good in this movie.
She's so good in everything.
I love Mindy Kaling.
No, Emma Thompson.
Oh.
Mindy Kaling's great.
Emma Thompson's great, too. I love Mindy Kaling.
This movie was great. It was really good.
I met her years ago. I met her on one of my first internships ever.
Oh, really?
She was a production assistant, and I was a production intern on Crossing Over with John Edwards.
Oh, yeah. With her?
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Yeah, she talked about that in her memoir.
I met her, like, one of her last days. I went to her, like, going away party, and I was talking to her. She was like, I'm going to work on Crank Anchors, whatever, blah, blah. Yeah,
nice.
It's cool.
Oh, that's
she's super
awesome.
Nice. Yeah.
Look at Jeff Goldblum.
Legend.
Uh-oh. What? Amaya Baker's calling me out. How do you know who's for Hannah B., Jeff? You don't know her.
That's true, Jeff.
Unfortunately, Amaya... I am put in a position where I have to make these kinds of calls.
I just saw the Mariah Carey meme. Like, I don't know her.
I know. It's true.
Tamara Fuller knows what's up.
Objectively, I need to make these kinds of assessments.
I love Peter the Pilot and Chasing the Pilot. This season is taken off.
What? I want to find...
The reason I said that, though, Maya, is because I think she wants someone a little more southern. To me, he has sort of like a more northeastern energy.
Well, she
on...
said southern was comfortable. She didn't say it's what she wanted.
But who are you negative against?
Not negative at all. I don't think ultimately
Peter... She
hates
my boyfriend.
Peter the Pilot doesn't ultimately feel like a final for Hannah.
You're definitely wrong.
He's going to go far, though.
Yeah, you really are wrong. He's going to win.
Well, it's decided. Oh, man, I'm watching a commercial for KFC. I might get some of that tonight, y'all. I love Kentucky Fried Chicken.
Have you tried Korean fried chicken? The better KFC. Yeah,
I will. Where is it?
Everywhere.
Or you mean just like the genre of
yes.
food? I'll try it.
I'll show you the place.
I like Korean barbecue.
Do you get no. Totally different. You get towards downtown LA at all?
Yeah.
I'll show you the place. There's like a kind of a chainy type restaurant.
Okay.
Yeah, it's amazing.
Nice. Mike Dealing, we'll have to go after the
taping. Oh, yeah.
Anthony Anderson.
Oh, you know what's unfortunate? Is his name Pete or Peter?
Peter.
Don't tell us bad news.
No, it's just that I was like, oh, I love that name because I was in love with also Peter from
right.
The
Bachelor. That's what I kept joking about.
That's what you were joking about?
I was like,
about?
Renee, his name's Peter.
Oh, I thought you were just... okay, I didn't pick up on that. Wow, I forgot about Peter completely until I looked up Peter and here he is. Wait a second. What is... How do I find this guy? I want to follow some Bachelor people. Mostly my boyfriend.
I feel like these headphones are better than the ones in the studio.
These are tighter than
really?
Ones.
Really?
Yeah.
This has better. This has more pads, so it hasn't hurt my ears yet.
Take my earrings off.
Here he is.
Really don't need them.
You want to put them over here? Air purse?
Stick them in my pocket. Thank you.
Shout out to the chat. Oh, his name is literally Pilot Pete. Catch. You can't.
All our producers in the chat just peep them.
My wife's trying to FaceTime me. No.
But he has no followers yet, you guys. It's gonna be going up.
Watch his live.
Oh followers. My god, it's going up.
We can watch Pilot Pete's followers Pilot go up Pete. In real time. Pilot
watch Pete. Him get to 10K right in front of our eyes.
Then he can do swipe ups. Literally every.
Oh, it is going up. That's insane.
Every time. That's crazy.
That's fun.
All right, we're back.
Instagram is accurate. Oh. John Paul Jones.
Because it's still on the table, fam.
The last impression, Rose. Your girl.
Oh,
what?
What? That's gonna be a meme.
This is a terrible.
Like, Sunday.
What?
I wonder what day is today.
It's Tuesday.
It is?
No, I don't know.
Oh.
I knew she was going to say that.
Oh, God.
That's not why I kept her.
We're friends with benefits, Hannah.
Going on a trip. Really.
Yeah.
That's probably not true either.
Well, that's sweet of her to say that.
Yeah. Yes.
Oh. Oh, he's dogging that girl. Oof.
That's kind of true.
No, it's not.
A little. I mean, not the same timeline. She was just in love with the guy.
That was months ago.
Months. If you're like crazy in love
with
somebody.
He saw her on Monday.
I don't know. What he did is terrible. No,
we'll talk. We got to talk about this on the.
Dude. Yeah. She's actually being pretty civil.
No, she's being really cool about it. I would have...
Yeah.
Oh.
She didn't like him anyway, though.
Say goodbye.
You just met them.
Come on.
She's like wrangling him like an animal. Come on. Oh.
Oh no.
That's great. Anybody else have girlfriends? That's a no-no. It'd be amazing if someone left right now.
Yeah,
but it would. Please.
Until maybe Luke steals it again. I feel like he's gonna...
He's gonna be such a stealer. A night one stealer.
I think so. He's gonna come back real quick, watch.
I wasn't finished talking about myself.
Is she crying? He reminds me of Evan.
Yeah, he does.
Yeah, dead ringer.
Someone needs to go up and come for her. Is it going to be my boyfriend? You hit 10K? 10.1.
Oh my god.
That's so funny.
Yes. Oh. What do we think, guys? Let us know in the chat. Oh, bye-bye, Scott. Everyone's talking.
Yeah, but no one actually thought Scott had a chance anyway, right?
That was the one funny thing. Was when they asked, what do you think of Scott? She goes,
no, he's good. He's nice. I like him. That's literally what she said.
So, okay, but let's go back to that. So what actually is the timeline between The Bachelorette and The Bachelor filming?
When the filming stops for... When we see the premiere, it wrapped. I think it was wrapped for maybe like a week or so.
When we see the premiere of what?
When Colton started doing promo... The season was obviously wrapped. So that's like 3 months plus, I mean, when AFR went on, I think they started like a couple of days after. So that's 3 months to get over someone you saw for maybe 2 months.
I think the point, I mean, I'm not defending that dude at all because he's...
I'm curious to hear your take. I think this would be better for our panel, though.
We can talk about it again. Cool. I'm just saying what he's saying is almost like some behind-the-scenes Bachelor stuff. Like, you're really not crazy fall over, like, head over heels in love, marry somebody, because you did get over him right away.
No, I just...
Because she didn't... It's not like she just decided to be the Bachelorette and start filming. Like, it's weeks and weeks of contracts and process and stuff, right?
Totally, but you also have to remember, like, if it was a Caitlyn, I'd be more skeptical, but this girl wasn't crying, saying, like, oh, cool. Like, she was like, yeah, I think I'm falling in love with you, but she wasn't... I don't think she was head over heels for him.
Yeah.
Also, that's plenty of time. Like, to be honest, if you look at the actual time of it and it being a whirlwind romance, I think it's a lot quicker to get over someone when you're completely out of that environment, first of all, and they're with someone else. Like, I don't know. Because that being said, think of this whole thing. Colton moved on from Hannah G real quick because he got into a relationship because they're all dating people at once.
Yeah, I mean, that's true. It's fair.
What are people saying?
It's like, Amber Fuller says, bye-bye, Scott. It's not the crime, it's the cover-up. I agree. I think he could have gotten out of that if he handled it right.
How?
Been like, you know, I hear why you're upset. On Monday, it was when I decided if I was going to do this, I need to be all in. If you want to send me home for that, I understand, but I'm open to this experience getting to know you better.
I don't think he could have saved it, to be honest with you. Because those texts were saying, like, we'll be together after.
How do you
know
that?
He would have had to admit, well, that's what Demi said.
Oh.
So he would have had to have admitted to lying to his girlfriend.
And I missed those texts.
It's like, that's already a problem.
Yeah.
Because if you're going to treat your girlfriend like this,
wait,
no
so
longer...
when was he saying, well, I'll be with you after...
They're going to go on a trip after the show's done.
Oh.
That's what the texts were saying.
Love Pyramid.
Yeah, man.
Thanks for the play-by-play.
Go get her, dude.
Yeah, get out there.
Oh, that's Sausage Party Gramps.
No.
What did I say?
Ooh.
You did.
Bible villain.
Go. I told you. Bro. Not going to miss that opportunity.
Hulk. Like, love.
Proverbs 23 says that when you get rejected on a reality show.
Take off your jacket. Give her your jacket.
He doesn't think about her. They think about himself.
Duh.
Give her...
Yeah, take off your jacket.
I'm cold. I'm freezing.
Actually... Sorry, I didn't want to cut them
You're
off.
Good. Who's this guy?
That's a different Luke, I think.
Another Luke?
Mm-hmm.
Names.
Yeah, especially the first episode.
There are 30 of them.
They should have put more.
I really want to... I got to look and see who the 30th guy is.
Yeah.
Who is that? And this is the last time I'm gonna get airtime.
You've got a Chicken David voice.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
He's, like, fake smiling.
And real.
He's thinking about making out with her. That was all. He was just waiting for her to stop talking so he could kiss her. He was,
who is this guy?
Totally. Uh-huh. Yeah.
Do we know who it is?
Yeah, he was Fence Jump. So, let's see.
Fence Jump. Connor.
He seems like a Connor.
First impression, Rose?
Dude, I think so, man. I feel like he really went for it.
No.
Let's go, let's go. Who gets it? Who gets it?
My boyfriend, Peter.
I wonder if Bible Villain.
Or Jed.
Luke.
Either
Bible
Peter
villain?
Or Jed.
Bible Villain!
I think Bible Villain might, yeah. Judas.
She might feel pressure to pick him, though, because he came out to check on her. I think it'll be Peter or Jed, though.
Who was the last guy she spoke to just now?
Connor.
Connor, okay.
You think Jed, the singer for the First Impression Rose?
Well, she said she'd have crushed him. I really think it's going to be Peter, though.
Oh, it's messed up to say hey on the way out. Who's that guy? Yeah, come on, Connor, Connor. Kissing Connor. Ah!
Oh!
Ah!
It's going to go to Luke, maybe?
Get wrecked, guys.
Peter. Gonna be Peter.
Peter.
I think it's gonna be Luke.
Oh.
Or Jed. Or Jed.
Oh, ah!
Bible villain, baby.
Bible villain. Luke.
I called it. Ooh, Jed's bummed.
Why did I bring my guitar?
The only reason she did is because he went after her when
initiative.
She was
shot.
I don't like their kiss.
He's just so intense, man.
Yes. Oh my god.
She's
He just ate half her face.
Oh,
oh my god. It's like,
I'm not old enough to watch this.
I think she's trying to help him, but
I'm most annoyed by the lint that's on the back of his jacket.
Oof. That's a lot.
Her face is red because that's where his whole mouth was, just all here.
Nah.
I hate this guy.
I don't hate him. He's just so intense.
No, he's phony and too much.
Hey, losers.
Oh.
Yo.
He's like, just like college. Look at that guy awkwardly on the couch. Ugh.
Yeah, he's like,
that's Jed
why
is
I came
so
up here
sad.
To not be that guy. Oh, God.
Throw thermometer time.
You're probably not getting a rose.
And you can blame Scott for that.
No, you blame yourself for not getting out there.
That's true.
That's true.
Don't blame loser Scott.
Well, if Scott didn't come on the show...
John Paul Jones is in trouble.
Yeah, but you're cute, Garrett. You're gonna stick around.
Yeah, a southern golfer named Garrett is just like the Hannah-ist. Like, she wouldn't even need to have met him,
oh,
and she'd
God.
Be like, I like Garrett.
What if she ends up with a Garrett, too? If,
oh.
Oh, no.
I want to see this.
I kind of do, too.
It freaks me out, though.
It's such an interesting concept.
It is.
I want to see the Dennis Quaid movie, too.
The Intruder?
Yeah.
Yeah? I heard it did really good.
I feel like these are, like, almost the same. Like, she's inviting them into her house, and he's trying to get into the old house.
It did really good at the box office,
which
actually.
Which one?
Intruder.
Oh, really?
Is internationally,
it,
yeah.
Was it out there before here? Did I just miss it, or what happened?
Huh?
Did it already come out here?
I don't know if it came out here, but I read online that it did good, like, at its international premiere.
Oh,
so.
All right. Cool.
Wait.
This is us reacting to Luke kissing Hannah.
Oh, my God. Jeff, you're like, no.
Did you rewind, or are we that far behind?
I rewound.
Mom pilot Peter.
All right, y'all, only 20 minutes left until we're on air for the after show.
Woo, woo, woo!
I figure out what we're talking about.
So they kind of skipped over Mateo. We didn't see a lot from him, but that's the guy who in his bio says that he fathered 114 children as a sperm donor. I was, like, waiting for them to bring that up, and I'm like, they skipped over that, but...
That's where you gotta be like...
I guess he goes home night one. He probably didn't make
I've got something I gotta tell you. I have 114 children.
I would have lived to see her reaction really to that.
Luke? Actually, maybe not Garrett.
No, Mateo.
Not Garrett. who was the other one she liked? Jed, maybe?
Jed.
For what? What are you looking for?
We're doing a
top
poll.
Three guys. I'd say Peter,
I'd say
Jed,
Peter, Luke,
Luke,
and Jed. Yeah, Peter, Luke,
yeah,
Jed.
Yeah, I first put Garrett, but I don't think so, unfortunately. Watch
Peter,
one of them
Luke,
get
Jed.
Sent home before...
Oof. It's on Netflix.
It is?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I'm about it. That looks like Bad Moms.
Yeah, I finally watched was A Simple Favor. Did you guys see that?
No.
Yeah.
No, with Blake Lively?
Yeah, she's really good.
Really?
Yeah. It's like finally she gets the chance to like act.
You know what we're still going through is Grace and Frankie.
It's great.
It's so good.
Yeah.
Oh, I love those two anyway. It's so good.
Been watching a lot of Great British Bake Off. Watch that show.
You know what I watched was Someone Great.
Oh, yeah, with Gina Rodriguez and Keith Stanfield.
Yeah, it was good.
Yeah, it was pretty good.
It was fun.
The tone was a little weird, but...
Yeah.
This is Mean Girls, you think?
Oh, wow.
My favorite so far is Mike Johnson, who 5.7 is his portfolio.
You like him?
Yeah.
That's your horse? That's what you picking?
Still like the pilots.
That is another Luke. People say he's a Nick Viall lookalike.
Yeah.
But like with a really more compact face. Like his face is small.
I like Mike Johnson.
What up?
That guy. I like the guys who didn't wear ties. So why is his tie down? John Paul Jones looks confused.
Ooh,
hey.
He's my number one. Really? Him or Bachelor?
Number one.
Right?
What? That would be crazy.
Finally.
Bachelor, yeah. Really nice
that
smile.
Would be good.
Strong Bachelor.
I need to see his fun side, though. He's still a little too, like, church boy for me right now.
We gotta get him out of the house.
We need a bachelor.
Okay, I'm here for Mike Johnson. I'm going to swoop in and get Mike Johnson, guys.
Hi, got Mike Johnson.
No. For sure.
Is he East Coast, bro?
I got Connor going pretty far.
He's safe. The fence jumper, yeah, we like him.
That was the champagne dude, no?
Matthew?
No, champagne dude was Joey. I liked him.
I don't know who Matthew is.
I don't know who that is. Why did you pick him?
We're getting a lot of Garrett right now.
Joey was the champagne guy. Alright.
I think Connor J's a dark horse, guys.
Like how What's-His-Face was, who never got any screen time and then went on Paradise. Asian dude, Venmo guy.
Oh, like Venmo him. John, they kind of look alike.
I don't like him.
Oh, shit. I forgot.
I think you're good, Peter.
But, like, are pilots homo?
Jed likes Hannah.
You know?
Well, they do different flight routes. They're very scheduled. Mm-hmm. And they get really good tickets.
Renee's about to slide into Peter Pilot's DMs.
Before he hits 20K.
Tell him to, like,
yeah, now's your shot. Get him on the show.
Dustin. We didn't even hear from Dustin.
I wonder if he actually did hit 20.
Yes, Joey.
Wait, who did I miss? Dustin.
That's the champagne guy.
Mm-hmm. With the fresh-ass haircut, though. Like,
we didn't get much of him.
He gives me, like, an Aaron Rodgers vibe. Or,
oh, interesting.
Really?
What? Devin's the fake virgin.
Yeah.
Yeah!
Dylan. Oh, yeah.
He's cute. He better not do that corny stuff with the suit again. Like, he's too cute for that.
Oh, who's Mateo?
Okay. He has 170.
She has a crush on Mateo.
He said something about taking his breath away.
Ooh, she's here for Mateo. He's the dream guy.
We don't even know who you are, Kevin.
Ironically, he's a behavioral specialist.
Why did we have so much of Jonathan saying he was doing that?
I know. Maybe he's a dark horse. Says the behavioral health specialist.
Right.
Tyler looks like Noah Centineo's friend in a rom-com or something. they're all part of the same crew. He's got that look.
Joey boxes.
Ooh, there he is.
Oh, with the crazy stare, right, Renee? That was him?
I can't with this guy, and I see you don't do it again. If you made eye contact yet.
Maybe the tractor was a mistake.
Darren.
There was a Darren.
It's all good.
Has she not picked Peter yet?
I literally wrote nothing for Darren.
I know, question mark. Wait, who was that last person? Ugh. He looks like he goes home on a bad 2-on-1.
Garrett's suspicious to me.
He's too pretty.
He's got the Alabama thing. He was a shoo-in for one rose.
Yeah.
John. Oh, John.
Bye, John Paul
Jones.
You are
strange, bro.
Wait. Wow. Sausage party
what?
Grand.
Sausage with party the mustard? Oh, my God.
There's no way that guy gets a second rose, right? Come on.
What is this guy?
I want to get John Paul Jones on our after show.
Has Peter gotten a rose yet?
Yeah. But Chasen has not.
Chasen
we need
not.
The other pilot.
Oh, Chasen will, I think.
Is this last final rose?
Ooh, Brian the math teacher.
It's final rose. It's got to be Chasen.
I think Brian Chasen. The math teacher.
No way.
Chasen.
Ooh, and grocery store Joe.
Ship himself home in a box. Who's that?
Brian the math teacher.
What?
She had to keep him for ratings, girl.
How is there no pilot on pilot? I'm wrecked. My whole season.
I'm sad about Brian the math teacher. Matt Donald.
Matt Donald's going to paradise.
You're right.
He's
How did you not get a rose, Chasen?
Yeah, I'm actually, my mind is blown that Chasen didn't get a rose.
He seemed great.
He should have just been named Chase. I feel like that was the mistake.
Ah, the N. Dude.
Fish will always be Chasen.
Oh, Joey boxes.
He came on too strong.
How is it daylight now?
I'm sorry.
You're fine. Those things go all night.
Yeah, they go
all night.
That's crazy.
Lost with Scott. Uh-huh.
He's going to paradise.
Joey boxes. Man, he had something really big planned for
weird.
The ring box.
He's tired. He's like, I'm out.
Chasen. She's being sweet.
How did this guy not get a rose and the sausage party guy did?
I know.
I think he reminds her of Colton a little bit. They got the, like, broad...
Kind of stocky.
American stocky thing, maybe?
Yeah, could be.
Probably like, no.
Ooh, he's trying to get a ticket to paradise.
He's going. Book it.
He's going to just fly himself.
Oh, he's putting on the show. Yeah. Chazen is going hard.
Damn.
Okay, promo, right?
Promo time.
Yay! Okay, well,
John Wick, palate cleanser for like a second.
BHL's going to be there on Wednesday.
Ooh!
Interviewing Kiana.
We're going to have that for you. Subscribe to the BHL.
Yes, please. Keanu Reeves is the weirdest action hero.
I feel like for a minute I was the only person in my friends group who knew about John Wick 1.
They're so good.
I've never seen
They're weird, but
any of
so,
them.
The first one is so good. Second one's good, but drops a little bit.
Yeah.
It's about him, like, avenging his dog's death? Is that what it's...
Because his wife, who died, gave him that dog, and that, like, meant the most. It's a very Japanese-style storyline of revenge.
Yeah.
They're kind
of
offbeat.
Yeah.
Interesting, okay.
But the first one is really
I've always
good.
Wanted to watch them, I just, like...
The third one has great reviews.
The choreography, the fight choreography is amazing.
At some point, we have to talk about Thrones if anybody watches it.
I actually don't watch Thrones.
I don't want, Jeff and I talked about this.
Because here's what's happening. First of all, today I was talking, I was like,
in the chat.
Everyone's really upset about Kalisha, aren't they? Which shows how much I watch Thrones.
Wow.
I don't watch it. But my wife and I are going to start it. But the issue is we don't want to start it now. Because I'm seeing on social media that Jaime the Lannisters is doing the stuff. And I see... Cursey, you know, so I want to not know anything.
Does your wife
you already
post?
Know now.
But again, if I were to watch two and then I have a stronger sense of who they are, I'm more likely to actually get spoiled. So I'm just going to let it all be gibberish for now.
That's okay.
Until all the hype dies down.
Does your wife do anything after us?
No, she doesn't.
We should bring her in. Like, it should be the three of us. Like,
oh, Game of Thrones,
news.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, you don't watch it either. We could.
I've watched three seasons.
It's more than me. I watched the first one. That's it.
And last night gutted me, and I watched it again before I got here today, so I was a little emotional. Ugh.
All right.
Tamara in the chat agrees. She said, there are 400 women right now trying to find out how to contact Chasen.
Mm-hmm. I know. Chasen's trying to sell that up.
Well, this is good because Mateo's still here, so we'll get to hear about the sperm donation, right?
Yeah, I mean, that has to come up. That has to.
Excellent.
Shout out to everybody in the live chat.
By the way, we're getting into the after show, so if you hashtag tweeting for the right reasons, we will read your tweet on air. Ooh, people
are going
on
right after
already.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Apparently, it's pretty easy.
Yeah. Oh, I didn't realize Befumbled was a callback.
Yeah, it's her word, right? Didn't she say that on last season?
Yeah.
I sort of forgot that.
Oh.
Yeah. So we're almost there. We just have the final tease, guys. And then, of course, remember, you can join us live for the after show at 7 p.m. Pacific on this very channel. No, not yet. We still have the tease.
I'd watch this show.
Grand Hotel. Five-star hotel.
I'm a piss.
Five-star abs.
They just don't even look like people.
Five-star secrets.
We put a blue-eyed mannequin in the pool with you.
Plus Ava Longoria. Crying in a mirror.
Attractive Psych, murder people.
Everything bad happens to the Riviera Grand.
Oh, guys, here comes the tease.
I'm so excited.
It's a commercial. Ooh, Hannah in a blue-ass dress. Pardon my French.
Naked bungee jumping.
Okay, they're not actually naked. She might be topless. There's Jason Biggs and Jenny Moylan. What? Ooh. Who is that? Connor?
Tyler, that's Tyler C.
Tyler C. That's Connor.
That's Connor. Mike Johnson goes far.
Ooh, Luke is so intense.
Let's see the fights.
Ooh.
Evan, this is Evan. Evan 2.0.
Yep, you're so right. You're so right.
Yeah!
Luke P's pathological liar.
That's him, right?
Ooh, that's Jed.
Those two are going to go home together that episode.
Wait, what's his name? Luke? What's his name?
I think that's Tyler C, no?
Tyler C. Who's the aggressive I dreamed about you every night guy? That was Tyler C.
What?
What? Oh,
wait,
so someone
what is about to come
getting virgin shamed. Wow.
Someone actually a virgin?
Pretty good promo.
I need to know who she was dragging for filth like that. Like,
oh,
she was...
poor. Oh, man. He didn't even Chris? Get a rose and Chris.
Okay, Chris Harris is actually funny.
Showing more of his personality these days.
But as if anybody thinks he actually has to do this.
Sounds like an upset dad.
Yeah.
This girl. Like,
he kind of is, though,
like,
right?
He's waiting to pick up his daughter after the Lily concert, and he's like, I want to get out of here. Like...
He's a good actor.
Yeah. He's funny.
Good job, Chris Harrison. Sold
it. Yay!
All right, so guys, that is in fact the end of our Bachelorette coverage for our watch along, but we will be going live on the after show to let you know all of our thoughts. It's right on this channel, guys. In 10 minutes, we'll be live on the AfterBuzz TV reality channel. See you soon.